Track 4, The Do's and Don'ts for Supportive Others. On the last track, we discussed three aspects of addressing thoughts and feelings with a suicidal teen client. These three aspects are communicating feelings, separating thoughts and feelings, and active listening. On this track, we will discuss a four-step crisis intervention model for a suicidal teen client. The four steps in the crisis intervention model are to establish rapport, explore the problem, focus, and seek alternatives. I first met Ben, 17, after he had attempted to hang himself. Ben's suicide note had suggested that he could not stand being separated from his girlfriend of 2 years, Allie. Allie had been forced to move to another state when her father's company transferred him. My first step in the crisis intervention with Ben was to establish rapport. Identifying feelings and active listening were the main topic in this first step. Identifying Ben's feelings laid the foundation for the rest of our conversation and helped to establish a trust relationship between Ben and myself. As you are well aware, when a suicidal teen's feelings are discussed and listened to with acceptance and respect, the sharpness, intensity, and overwhelming aspect of the teen client's emotions are reduced. The issues behind the suicidal crisis become more clear, and the person in crisis can reason and problem-solve more effectively. By helping Ben separate thoughts and feelings, I proved my understanding. A second step in the crisis intervention model is to explore the problem. During this step, I continued to reflect both the feelings and content of Ben's explanation by using the model, "You feel because..." Ben stated, "My parents really wanted me to go to college after I graduated, but all I want is to marry Allie and get a job. When Allie told me she had to move, I started panicking. I didn't know who to go to or what to do. I knew Mom and Dad wouldn't understand. They wanted me to dump Allie anyway. I knew I was just going to get a job after school, so my grades dipped a lot. Mom and Dad didn't understand. They blamed my relationship with Allie. They never understood how much I love Allie. The thought of losing her was just more than I could take." In order to reflect both Ben's feelings and his explanation of the events that precipitated his suicidal crisis, I stated, "You feel lost and hopeless because Allie is moving 1,000 miles away." In addition to establishing rapport and exploring the problem, a third step in the crisis intervention model is focus. Clearly, Ben was facing several difficulties, including the slipping grades at school, the fact that he disagreed with his parents over his goals after graduation, and the loss of Allie. In this stage of the crisis intervention, my goal was to help Ben decide what immediate change he wanted to see. Clearly, trying to solve all these problems at once would be too overwhelming, and trying to handle all Ben's problems at once would be unproductive. With guidance, Ben chose to focus on dealing with Allie's departure. Thus, my focus as a therapist began helping Ben learn coping mechanisms for handling loss. A fourth step in my crisis intervention for Ben's suicidal crisis was to help Ben seek alternatives. I focused first on assessing Ben's available resources. We first discussed Ben's sources for social support, including his friends at school. Since active listening had helped reduce the sharpness of Ben's feelings, Ben was able to react with more logic and reason. Our discussion turned to Ben's breakup with his previous girlfriend and identifying the coping mechanisms he had used in that situation. Together, we developed a step-by-step outline of what to do about his feelings about Allie's move. I encouraged Ben to recognize that while suicide is always an available option, there are other options that can be explored first. Ben's best friend, Greg, expressed a desire to help Ben through his crisis. I provided Greg and other members of Ben's interpersonal support system with the do's and don'ts of crisis intervention technique. As I describe the do's and don'ts technique I used with Greg, compare it to the guidance you are currently giving to individuals helping in your client's suicidal crisis. 1. Be aware. Learn the warning signs. I reviewed with Greg the warning signs discussed on track 2. 2. Get involved. Become available and show interest and support. 3. Ask specifically if your loved one is thinking about suicide. Use specific words like suicide, die, or kill. Use a question like, "Do you want to die?" rather than, "You're not thinking of killing yourself, are you?" Questions like this will offer your loved one a source of relief and set you up as a person willing to listen. 4. Be direct. Talk openly and freely about suicide. 5. Be willing to listen. Allow expression of feelings and accept the feelings. Don't tell him or her to feel better. 6. Be non-judgmental. Don't debate whether suicide is right or wrong, or feelings are good or bad. Don't lecture the value of life. 7. Don't dare him or her to do it. 8. Don't give advice by making decisions for someone else. Don't tell her or him to behave differently. 9. Don't ask why. That encourages defensiveness. 10. Offer empathy, not sympathy. 11. Don't act shocked. That will put distance between you. 12. Don't be sworn to secrecy. Seek support. 13. Offer hope that alternatives are available, but do not offer glib reassurance. It only proves you don't understand. 14. Take action. Remove the means to commit suicide from the loved one's environment. I provided Greg and other members of Ben's support system with 24-hour crisis resources they could call if I was not available to help. Think of your Ben. Would providing the do's and don'ts technique to her or his support system strengthen the resources available to your suicidal teen client? On this track, we have discussed a 4-step crisis intervention model for a suicidal teen client. The 4 steps in the crisis intervention model are to establish rapport, explore the problem, focus, and seek alternatives. On the next track, we will discuss 6 risk factors for teen suicide. These 6 risk factors are abuse, childhood loss, school performance, personality traits, parental relationships, and family patterns. Question 4. What are 4 steps in a crisis intervention model for a suicidal teen client?